An aging space probe that is now rocketing beyond the edge of our solar system is sending usable data to NASA again. Voyager 1 had been transmitting gibberish due to a nasty computer glitch, but after 5 months of troubleshooting, scientists finally got Voyager's messages back to making sense. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce joins us now. Nell, welcome.
Hey!
So listen, Voyager 1 launches in 1977. I want to put that in perspective. That is the same year the first Star Wars movie comes out. It's originally sent to take pictures and study Jupiter and Saturn. That it is still out there and able to talk to Earth is kind of amazing.
I mean, the Voyager mission is legendary. Both Voyager 1 and its twin Voyager 2 are just going and going and going. They have outlived some of their designers and builders, and they're now both in the previously unexplored space between stars, so interstellar space. And, you know, all of their hardware is like 50 years old. I mean, just think of how primitive computers were back in the 1970s.
Yeah, so 50 years old in people years is kind of one thing, but 50 years by tech standards is ancient, so what went wrong?
So back in mid-November, Voyager 1's transmissions kind of stopped making sense. So it normally sends data back in a binary code, but what it was sending back was just alternating ones and zeros that meant nothing. And so NASA's team had to figure out what was going wrong, and it was hard because the spacecraft effectively couldn't talk coherently. It was like it had suffered some kind of stroke. And remember, it's 15 billion miles away, and this is really ancient technology.
15 billion miles away. How did they fix it?
Well, they put together a team, and they basically pulled out all these old yellow documents, like mimeographs from long ago, to look at the computer's design. And they eventually figured out that a memory chip had failed, and this was a hardware problem. So what they had to do was take the software that was supposed to be in that failed memory and upload it to a different part of the computer, basically part that was still working.
I have to give a shout to the mimeograph portion of that answer. That is incredible. And it kind of makes it sound easy. Oh, they just moved the software. I'm guessing that was not easy.
It wasn't, no. I mean, I talked to Linda Spilker. She's the Voyager project scientist. And she told me when they sent the commands, it takes like a day for them to reach Voyager 1 and then a day for the spacecraft's response to come back. And, you know, they were waiting for that response. They were all gathered together in a conference room, nervously sort of munching on peanuts. And when the signal came, it looked good.
Everyone just broke out in cheers and smiles. And it was just a huge celebration. We were, and such relief as well. Voyager 1 was back.
So the first messages they got just reported on its engineering systems, basically showed that the spacecraft was healthy, its antenna is fine, and they still need to do some work so that it can also start to send back data from its science instruments.
So what kind of useful data could it now send to researchers now? Isn't it just moving through the blackness of space?
Well, yes. But other than the Voyager probes, we have never explored this region. I mean, they are way out beyond Pluto. And there is stuff out there, not much of it, but there's dust, there's gases, there's cosmic rays. And every bit of the information on that environment is precious to scientists because it will be decades and decades before we could ever get another probe that far out, billions of miles away.
That's NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce. Nell, thanks.
Thank you.